not gonna even turn up your mic yet. You have that shit grin on your face.
You gotta turn me up. Turn me up. Turn me up. Well, hello.
Welcome
to the Old Moon Buffet Podcast.
Mic have my hands over here and over there.
Yeah.
I'm so used to just pushing both our mics up at the same time.
Yeah.
But I'm like, no, I'm not gonna turn you up.
There's
yet.
A lot of buttons over there.
Yeah, and I'm sitting up too high. And
oh man.
Oh god. Now it's gangster leaning.
We're kind of both in the blind. Blind leading the blind.
Yeah,
today.
You have a shit grin on your face for some reason. And I should be the one with a shit grin.
I have two surprises.
You already gave some surprises.
Well, I got two more.
Oh god, I'm in trouble.
I'm gonna go first.
What did I do?
Nothing.
Oh, okay.
Are you ready?
Okay. Did we say welcome to the Ultimate Buffet Podcast?
I think I did.
And my name is Chris.
Nope, didn't do that. Oh, okay. But my name's Sean.
Oh, yeah. There we go.
There we go.
I actually have some kind of introduction here.
Yeah. Okay, everyone. This is the Ultimate Buffet Podcast. His name is Chris, and my name is Sean. On a scale from 1 to 5, rank these.
It's so funny because I have the exact same thing.
Do you really? Uh-huh. Hopefully they're not the same.
I would highly doubt it.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Because mine's related to the episode, which you have no idea about.
That's true.
So.
All right.
I'm adjusting my mic. Sorry.
Okay. No, you're fine.
Go ahead.
1 through 5. Ranking hangover cures.
Well, it's been a while since I've had a hangover.
Okay, in no particular order, until you give me your order.
Okay.
Working out.
Ooh. Now, working out includes cardio?
Yeah.
I'm going to go 3.
Okay, 3 for working out. In particular, McDonald's.
5.
5. A beer.
4.
A breakfast sandwich with all the fixings.
I know your last one's going to be something. I'm going to go 2. I'm going to take the last one as number 1.
Cup coffee.
Oh, God. I still need the cup of coffee, but...
Yeah.
Do you know what I actually find a better cure?
Hmm.
Coca-Cola.
Mine is ginger ale.
And I think related to the same thing, right? The sugar.
The sugar and the carbonation.
Yep.
Is key.
Yep.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Well, that was good. Okay. Now, do you have a surprise?
I have one.
Okay. Because I have one more, but if you
one. I want you to do your one more, but before you do that, I have to open this.
Oh, what is that? Oh. Good poppage.
It's even though they haven't sponsored us yet.
I got an email back from them.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I haven't opened it yet.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. I've been too busy. It said something about welcome to sponsorship, but
That's fine. Arizona iced tea lemon flavor though today.
Ooh,
I haven't had a lemon in a while.
The lemon. The other night at work, someone brought lemons.
Okay.
And I'm still doing the bagged tea.
Put some fresh lemon in tea.
Yeah, so I put 1 Splenda in the hot tea and just let it sit, get to room temperature.
Okay.
And then I squeezed 2 lemon slices into it, put it over ice. Oh, man.
So next time you do that, take a cup, put the Splenda in it, squeeze the 2 lemons in there, and then mix it up.
Oh, kind of muddle it.
Muddle it a little bit. Then pour the tea over, the cold tea over the top of it.
Oh, good call. All right, I'll do that tomorrow.
Because you're trying to sweeten the lemon is what
you're doing. Yeah.
Not so much the tea. You want to sweeten that lemon up.
Oh, good call.
Yeah.
Okay.
But that just sounds, it sounds like this, what this would be. Oh, gosh.
Are you ready?
I'm afraid.
The surprise is in my pocket.
Okay, let's see. Is that a jawbreaker?
Nope.
Oh. That's a cake pop, whatever.
Yeah. Cake so pop. Minus the pop.
Minus the stick.
Yeah.
Oh, where'd you get this from?
Try it. And then I'll tell you. I'll send you a picture. while you're divulging.
Let's see here. Ooh, it's so soft in the middle.
Right?
Tastes like birthday cake.
It does.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why I brought it, because...
That's my favorite cake.
It is.
Oh, my God.
Do you have your phone on you?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I just sent you... I just sent it to you. It's very rich.
Yeah, I like it, though.
It's got a nice crust from the frosting.
Yep.
But the inside is very cake batter-esque.
Trader Joe's, of course. Yep. I should have guessed.
Yep, yep.
You know what?
It's good.
They're really good.
So, with how small it is, it's very potent
mm-hmm.
in flavor. Pungent. It's got a lot going on.
That's freaking good.
Yeah.
Wow.
I saw those and I was like, is this going to be gimmicky, like the cake pop thing?
I don't feel like Trader Joe's does gimmicky, though.
No. I agree with you, but I saw it and I was like,
That's the thing. Like, when I see it from Trader Joe's, I know that it's a good thing.
Yep, it is.
So.
What do you got going on over there? I know nothing about...
Oh, and I'm looking... And we've moved the podcast room a little bit.
We have.
So I have the computer setup that I normally have.
Yeah.
But I split my two big screens.
Yeah.
So I can see you.
Yeah.
And I just kind of left the microphones. No big chair for me anymore. And so on one screen, I have what the podcast is over here. The other side, I have all the audio stuff. And,
yeah.
But you have no idea.
I have no idea. This is fun. I like it.
That's why I said you had an episode. We were talking this morning. And I'm like, just save that. Save that.
Okay.
But I have a question for you.
Okay.
Would you consider yourself a foodie?
I think anybody that would know me longer than 37 minutes would be able to answer that.
And I'm surprised you didn't throw seconds in there.
Yeah.
37 minutes and 3 seconds.
Yeah. Would know that I'm a foodie.
Yeah. So this whole episode's related around food.
Oh, God. I love it.
I don't know if you're going to love it or not.
Oh, no. I actually... Real quick, tangent, had a, well, it was air fried, but it was a fried chicken patty from Costco.
From where?
From your favorite store, Costco.
You mean your new favorite store?
It's a store that has necessities.
Was it the lightly breaded one?
Yeah.
There we have those downstairs. They're delicious.
So I think
in the frozen section?
Yeah, there's two brands. So many questions. No, I know. There's a green bag, like a green and white bag.
Yep.
I don't remember the brand of that one, but the other one that I was told was called Bear.
Okay.
Anyway, it tastes identical to Chick-fil-A.
Yeah.
And
have you had the Costco chicken chunks yet?
Chicken nugget type.
So they're exactly like the breaded chicken patty, but they're little chunks, lightly breaded chicken chunks. So yeah, like chicken nuggets a little bit.
So I don't think I have. My wife got from a different store, but Costco carries this brand that I'm referring to. She got chicken strips.
Okay.
It's like healthy. They're called healthy. Oh, man, it's going to bother me.
Well, if it's lightly breaded, it's not healthy, let's be honest.
Well, no, for sure. I don't remember the brand. Anyway, so it's the same thing, but in a strip form compared to the...
You have to, next time you go, pick up a bag of the chicken chunks.
Yeah.
Because they're really good, like, if you're going to make a salad, you throw some in the air fryer, throw it over the top of your salad, right?
Yeah.
You're going to make a wrap, throw some in the air fryer.
Yeah.
The other thing I like to do is I like throwing them in the air fryer... cooking them, then turning up the air fryer, and then cooking it a little bit longer to get the outsides like really crispy.
Yeah.
Throw it in a bowl with your sauce.
Yep.
And then make like a boneless wing with them.
Oh.
Super good.
That sounds great.
Super good.
Chicken chunks from Costco. Let's see if I can at least find... I was completely wrong on both of my descriptions of the brand. What I was thinking is the same name as what I said, Bear. Yeah. They're called Just Bear.
Okay.
This is the brand that we got in a strip form.
Okay.
Is this the brand that you're talking about?
No. Okay. No, they're actually a Kirkland chicken chunk.
Got it.
I'll show you downstairs.
Okay. Kirkland. Let's see here. Just so I... These ones?
Yes.
Okay. Yep. Right? Yeah.
Okay. Yep.
Have you had the Just Bear?
I have not.
Okay.
So,
It
sounds good.
They're really, really... it tasted identical to Chick-fil-A.
That's awesome.
I put a piece of cheese, piece of lettuce, mayo, and a little bit of ketchup. We didn't have much sauce to choose from.
Yeah.
And it was really good. We air fried it.
Nice.
Yeah. We have an air fryer at work.
Oh. That changes everything.
Oh, it changes everything.
And that legitly changes everything.
Yeah.
The panini press was nice.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
But I prefer actually the old panini press. I like the new one was nice.
Okay.
It just takes forever to warm up.
It's literally you put it to whatever 400 degrees.
Yeah.
And you come back 20 minutes and you're like, oh, is it ready yet?
Yeah. Yeah. The old one.
Yeah.
No.
Really?
It was, you could plug it in, walk down, go get your food.
Yeah.
Come back and it was hot.
Wow.
Okay. Yeah. So.
All right.
So you said, yes, you would consider yourself a foodie.
Yes.
So this is kind of a two-part. The first one's going to be ranking your top five.
Are we going two-part episode or are we going two-part within this episode?
Two-part within this episode.
All right, shoot.
The first part, you'll be fine with. The second part, we'll see where you go.
Oh, no.
So first part, rank these in order without knowing the next one.
How many are they?
Only five.
Okay.
All beef products. I'll give you a clue. It's beef products. Your first one is short rib.
All five are beef products?
Correct.
Oh, man. I'm gonna go two on a short rib.
Okay. Skirt steak.
Oh, man. I have tacos 3 days a week. I feel like there's going to be some curveballs. I'm going to go number three.
Okay. Filet mignon.
Number four.
Brisket.
Five.
Really?
Yeah. So
brisket. That's a shocker.
It is. And I'll explain myself. Brisket to me is a waste of half of it because I don't like the fatty portion of brisket.
Okay.
And that's half of it.
Yeah.
It just doesn't, I've done two briskets and I've had brisket a bunch and that fat just doesn't render to my liking.
Okay.
I like the fat on a ribeye, but I don't like the fat on a brisket.
Okay. Well then this really helps your number one then.
Oh,
tomahawk.
Number one.
Yeah.
If you would have said that first, I would have put it number one.
Yeah. I was trying to trick you and I was hoping the brisket would actually be higher.
No.
That surprises me. Short rib at number two, though, is pretty solid
too. Yeah, it is. I was at your Costco the other day and they had short rib.
Yeah.
All sliced up into individual ribs.
Yep.
They looked amazing.
Yeah. Costco does good on meat. Their meat's solid.
The quality of their meat looks amazing.
And their USDA Prime is not much more expensive than their choice.
It's not.
It's worth getting the Prime.
It is. Yeah, the marbling, I saw some New Yorks, which I'm not a huge fan of.
Yeah, but in Prime there, they'd be worth it.
So I saw them in Prime.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh my gosh, these things look amazing.
Yeah, I agree with you. I'm not a big fan of New York's either, but in Prime, they're worth it.
I feel like my reasoning for not liking the New York's as much is I think I can cook a steak good.
Yeah.
I think I'm confident in my steak cooking skills.
Yeah.
But with New York's, besides the internal fat, there's not much going on there. And I feel like even myself, I could overcook it easily.
Yeah.
On accident.
Yeah, you got to watch them really quick.
So it's more of a, you know, just quick, hot sear and let it rest and let the internal temps do its thing.
I agree.
But, because I don't have one of those meat thermometers besides the one that's hooked up to my drill.
Yeah.
And, I don't know, sketchy.
You need to get one of the instant ones that you just pull out and you just stick in.
I know the, what are those called?
Instant thermometers.
Okay.
They don't have, it's not one that you leave in and let it sit there and it like goes to your phone.
Yeah.
It's literally a plastic one that you, when you open it up, it turns it on.
Oh.
And you just stick the probe in.
They're like
$15.
I've seen those.
Yeah.
ThermaPro is the brand that I've got in my cart, but it's a little more than $15. You could, I'm sure you could find one.
I think I got mine from Spartan Final.
Oh, okay.
Like legitly.
Yeah.
Like, just the cheap, it's plastic.
Yeah.
And it works amazing.
Yep. Okay. All right. Brisket's at the bottom of my list.
Yeah.
I respect it. It's a huge, huge piece of the barbecue culture.
Yeah.
But it's a, for me, it's a waste.
See, I like the fatty pit like parts in like a burrito or a taco.
See, I can't.
I just,
it's a texture for me.
Oh, see, I don't mind it. It just depends on what you put it in.
You want to talk about fat content, you know. The best piece of fat I've ever eaten by itself is on the pork chops from your sister.
Oh yeah. From Crazy Chicken Lady.
That just melts in your mouth.
Yeah.
And, I gave, gosh, I might've given B. Lee one time prior to him getting his own. And he goes, man, that's a lot of fat. And I go, don't worry about it.
Yeah.
It's literally gonna just melt.
Yeah.
Yeah. And it does. It's like a thick butter. It's weird.
Well, and those pigs are bred kind of like Wagyu cows are.
Yeah. They are.
It's that fat is like a lower melting point. It's just, they're super good.
Yeah.
So.
All right. Thanks for the almost curveball.
All right. So I got a list in front of me.
Mm.
As a foodie, we're going to see how many of these you've had or not.
Oh.
I have had some input on others on this one.
Okay.
So they could be normal. They could be unique. They could be outright disgusting.
Okay.
So we're going to see, and we're going to go both you and I know I have the list in front of me and I created a list, but I think it's a pretty fair list.
There's one actually, now that you bring this up, that I hope is on the list. Cause I saw a video this morning about this particular establishment, and I want to give it another shot because I only had it once and I didn't care for it.
What is it?
Dave's Hot Chicken.
Okay. So it's not actual places.
Oh.
It's types of food.
Okay.
So we're going to go with the first one. And before you even do it, I'm going to just, this is in your category.
Yeah.
I'm just hitting a one in yours because I already know the answer.
Okay.
Have you ever had duck?
Oh, man. I love it. I love it. I've only had it two different ways. Three different ways. I've had it jerkied.
Okay.
I've made jalapeno poppers.
Yep.
So cream cheese, half a jalapeno wrapped in bacon. A mallard breast skin on pan fried.
Okay. I was going to say, have you ever done did you marinate on it though?
No. Besides the jerky, all the duck that I've ever eaten has been salt and pepper.
Okay. So when I was in England, it was a restaurant, and it was the duck breast that was pan fried, but they marinated it in like Asian flavors and all that. Super good. Extremely good.
So I remember going back X amount of years to your bachelor party, cruise ship.
Yep.
And that was on the menu, and you can order as much as you want. And I ordered two or three of the duck breast, and they were amazing.
Yeah. Yeah. Duck breast with a little, I feel like Asian just goes really good, like Asian flavoring, but I love Asian.
Flavoring. I love Asian as well.
You might not love all the Asian.
Oh no. I can see that being really good. I mean, Peking duck.
Yeah.
Which is amazing.
Yeah.
Skin's the best part.
Yeah.
All right.
Okay. Wild boar.
I don't believe I've had wild boar.
Okay.
Did you ever make any?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so I've gotten some. So I shot a boar. God, it's been quite a few years now, and I had it processed. I had most of it in ground.
I think we might have done tacos out of it. Did we?
I don't know.
I think your house would be the only place that I've potentially had it.
Yeah, I mean, it's all right, but you don't really get much off of it.
What have you made with it?
I use the ground for a lot of just different stuff, but you really have to cook it. You want to make sure you cook it just because it's wild, you know, like you got to overcook it type of. I've done like pasta sauce or like spaghetti sauce with it
and
that kind of stuff.
Maybe I haven't. Well, I guess, like I said, this would be the only place that.
Yeah, I didn't get much from the actual pig that I got. It wasn't a very big one.
Hey, do you need that light on over your computer?
It helps a little bit. Why is it bugging
you? It's bright.
Is it really?
Yeah. Well, my eyes are weak, I guess. Oh.
Is that better?
Much better. Thank you. Holy mackerel.
Okay. So we're going to say no to you.
Okay. Yeah, I'm going to say no.
Cow tongue.
Never.
Really?
Never will.
Neither have I, so.
There's just zero appeal to me. I respect the fact that would it be appropriate to say the cultures that eat that often? Is that an appropriate statement?
Yeah, I would think,
I respect that nothing goes to waste.
Yeah.
So great for the people that enjoy it. Lengua, correct?
Yeah. I just can't. I can't get past the look on it, to be honest with you. And supposedly when you cook it, it's like super soft. Like it's like it breaks up
really. So here's a dumb question, because I don't know the answer to it. Is there actual meat with inside the tongue?
Yeah. Because they're thick. They're like that thick. They are,
yeah.
I just can't get past the look of it.
Now, do you eat the outer skin?
No, I think they take that off after, like, but they cook it with it.
I don't know.
Yeah.
I'm
not 100% confident on that.
Yeah, I think I'm going to pass. But flip side to that, one of my favorite cuts of beef, actually, I won't even bring it up. I'll bring it up at the end if...
Okay.
Because
it's not on here?
If it's not on there. Because it's... I mean, it's... Yeah, I won't ruin it. Never mind. There's no way to say it.
Okay. Rabbit.
I've had it, and I don't like it.
What did you think of it?
Too tough.
Okay.
I like the flavor.
Yeah.
And I had it in New Orleans for the first time.
Okay. Did they slow cook it?
If I recall, it was in sausage form.
Oh, okay.
And so with that being said, if it was cooked differently, I would try it again.
Yeah.
But the rabbit that I had, I think it was in sausage form, and it was like warm jerky.
Okay.
It just wasn't good.
I was going to say, I've had rabbit, and the rabbit that I had was like really slow cooked, like hours of slow cooked. So
it like was in like, a soup or something?
It was off. It was the leg, but it was like they cooked it and then took it off. It was part of an appetizer that they put it on.
Yeah, I mean, I would be down to have it again. I just didn't, it just wasn't, like I said, it was warm jerky.
Yeah. Yeah, it was good when I had it, but it was also like slow cooked. Like they might even have pressure cooked it.
Okay.
Spam.
I love it. I absolutely love spam.
What's your favorite way to have spam?
White rice.
Okay.
Fried eggs.
Okay.
And thin cut pan fried pieces
of spam.
Yeah.
Have you ever had it? I don't know what they're called, but when they put it on the rice with the nori around it.
Yeah, matsubi.
Yeah, and they cook it, the spam, in like teriyaki or something like that.
Yep.
Have you ever had that?
I have. Okay. And I've made it before.
I've never had that. I've only had it fried. I've only done fried spam.
So I saw a video where after you take the spam out of the can, you wash it, clean it, and then you put your nori like folded down like a U into the can.
Okay.
Rice, compact it, and then put the piece of Spam on top, and then fold it over, turn the can over, and you poke a hole so there's air that can get out, and then you just tap it out and it comes right out, and you've got
it's the exact same size.
Yeah.
Nice.
So I love Spam.
Yeah.
And I don't do any of the flavors or whatever. I just get the low sodium. Yeah,
you get the regular one. Yeah. Makes sense.
I mean, with, I don't know, in my opinion, something like that, you're going to put all these other flavors with it anyway. Why?
Correct.
I don't know.
I don't need it flavored. I'm right there with you.
Yep.
And I don't know if I really like the other flavors anyways.
I can probably say I've never even tried them.
Yeah, I would rather just do my own flavoring.
Yeah.
So. Grasshoppers.
I have not eaten grasshopper, but I would.
Okay.
I would do, well, I guess the only time I've seen people eat grasshoppers, they're like covered in chocolate or deep fried.
Like, yeah, it's more popcorn. Fried. I've seen it like fried. I've never had it.
Yeah, I mean, I would do it.
I would try one. Yeah. I would probably want it like fried with like some kind of seasoning on it.
Yeah. A little salt, pepper, garlic.
I was thinking like some kind
soy
of
soy sauce.
No, like some kind of spicy, actually.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
Like a Flaming Hot Cheeto spice.
Oh, man. Flaming Hot Cheetos just make my stomach hurt.
maybe not like flaming, but something kind of.
Yeah.
So some powdered texture, like, I don't know.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, I would do it.
Yeah. Okay. One of those bug or scorpion candies.
No, it's just weird to me.
So I've actually had both the bug and the scorpion. Scorpion scared the shit out of me. I was a kid when I did it, but.
Yeah, no, thank you.
Yeah, it was.
Did you eat it?
Uh-huh. I took a bite from it.
No, I'm good.
Yeah.
Pass.
The bug one I ate. I don't even remember what the bug was. It could have been a grasshopper.
To me, there's no point. I'm good.
Pass. Yeah, I don't know.
If we were ranking that, I'd take that off the list.
Oh, there's probably other stuff on here that you're going to take off the list. Escargot.
I've had it.
You have? I have not.
So I took French in 7th and 8th grade.
Okay.
And gosh, there was...
Did you have to take it out of the shell, too? Or were they already
They were already out of the shell, like, placed on top of the shell.
Okay.
Like, as a pretty hors d'oeuvre thing that was set up.
Yeah.
We did, I don't know, like, French, I don't even know what you'd call it, like, French food trying during the class.
Yeah.
Gross. No thanks. It's a texture thing for me.
Okay.
Going back to when I was a kid, this is really inhumane. I would walk around with a salt shaker and pour it on.
I've actually done that across the street at my old house.
Yeah.
There'd be a whole bunch of snails, and I would go out there and pour salt around them.
You know, it's funny you bring that up. I don't remember the last time I saw a snail.
It's been a while, actually, though.
Same thing with roly-polies. I don't think that's the actual name of them.
Yeah, I haven't seen one of those in a long time.
I mean, I'm not looking, but I remember as a kid seeing those all the time.
I want to say they're at the kid's school. Because really? I remember my oldest coming home and saying that she was playing with one.
Okay.
Yeah.
And that's their defense mechanism, right?
Yeah.
To roll up into the ball? Mm-hmm.
Okay. Yep.
Yeah, I remember we would grab them and then roll them as far as we could.
Yeah.
Weird. The stuff we did as kids.
The worm from a tequila bottle.
So I don't care for tequila, but if you were to put the worm in a shot glass and I would have to take a shot of it and drink the worm, I would do it.
So you haven't?
I have not.
I'm actually surprised because I have not either, and I thought you were going to be a yes on that one.
No, I have not done that. But I would.
We need to get a bottle of tequila with a worm.
What did I have at the sushi place in Reno that was a shot of something.
Quail egg.
That was amazing.
Yeah, the quail egg.
Oh, yeah. My goodness. That was
yeah.
great.
Yeah. No. No, thank you. I'm good.
It was good.
Okay. I think this is number 10. Live ants.
Hell no. Gross. No.
I actually used to eat live ants.
Really?
As a kid, yeah. I used to let them crawl up my arm and I'd eat it. I know, TMI.
Christopher.
I don't know why. It was just like, you know what? I want to know what this tastes like.
You're like Baloo from Jungle Book.
Pretty much, yeah.
Oh, yeah. My goodness.
Yeah.
No. No, there is zero. I don't like ants. They're gross creatures.
Okay. Vegemite or Marmite?
I don't even know what that is.
Oh, really?
Explain.
It is a spread. Oh, I should look it up now. So it is a spread commonly found in Australia, New England, and the UK. They have different names. I want to say in the UK, it's Marmite, and then in... And then in Australia and New Zealand, it's Vegemite.
So I typed in Vegemite, and it says it's a yeast extract. Oh, I found it.
Yeah, it's like a spread. They put it on leftover toast. Leftover
brewer's yeast, vegetable extract, and various spices. Thick, dark brown, salty Australian spread.
Yeah.
I'm surprised
you actually didn't know what it was.
I would try that.
No, thank you.
Really?
Yeah, no, I've seen it. I've smelt it.
What does it smell like?
Yeasty.
It looks like Nutella,
but darker. But doesn't taste anything like Nutella. Nutella's fantastic.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is.
It's not.
Oh.
I think I'm going to actually, you know, I'm going to pass. That looks weird to me.
If you actually saw it in person too, I think you would pass.
I'd probably pass from the smell for sure.
Correct. Yeah.
I'm good.
Nutella though? No. No, no, no.
Gross.
Really?
I don't like it at all.
What's wrong with it?
I don't know.
It's chocolate.
It's not though.
It's chocolate and hazelnut.
I'm good.
Did you had coffee today?
I did.
Did you put creamer in it?
A splash.
Hazelnut?
No, I think it was French vanilla.
Okay.
You can't compare hazelnut creamer to Nutella.
Oh, I agree, because I hate hazelnut creamer. I think it's disgusting, but...
I like it.
No.
I like
it. Nutella's better.
Yeah.
Especially on a nice crepe. Oh.
No, I'm good.
And some bananas.
No.
Oh. See, that's the problem. You can't have bananas.
Yeah, no. I'm good. No, thank you.
Oh, next item, bananas. Have you ever had that? I'm joking.
Yeah.
No, next item, pickled egg.
A pickled egg? No. What are you laughing for? That's a thing?
Yeah, yeah. It's I believe it's a UK thing.
No, I mean, I would do it, though.
Oh, God. See, that's another one that I'm like, I don't know. Yeah, UK, pickled egg. I don't know if I can do it.
You know, speaking of eggs, my meal prep this week is sautéed veggies, shaved ribeye from Trader Joe's, and a little bit of rice. And I think I'm going to do, I don't know what they're called, but it's when you hard boil an egg.
A 6-minute egg? But the inside's still yolky?
Yes.
6-minute egg.
I'm going to do those and then marinate them in soy sauce.
Yeah.
I haven't done that in a while. So they turn brown and they've got a soy sauce flavor.
Yep.
That's a good call. Thank you for bringing that up. Pickled egg. Yeah, I would do it.
I don't know if I could.
Do you not like pickled
things? I love pickles. Pickled egg, I don't know if I could do that.
Okay. Pickled green beans.
Yeah, I'd do that.
But you won't do an egg?
No.
Why?
I don't know. Egg just seems weird to me.
Okay.
So. Steak tartare.
How funny. We were talking about this at work the other night. There's a restaurant that someone brought up that, well, I guess I can't say it recently opened. I don't know when it opened. But they do an appetizer steak tartare, and I've never had it, and I've always wanted.
Interesting, because I don't think in California you can technically do steak tartare.
Really?
Uh-huh. Because it's not cooked.
Okay.
Unless something changed, because, like, you know, when you go to most steak restaurants, you can't order it blue.
Correct.
Like, if you go, they can't order because it has to be cooked a certain amount of time. But, like, at High Steaks at Thunder Valley, you can order it blue because they don't fall under.
Correct.
It's native land, so they don't fall under the California, necessarily California law for that one. I don't think you can actually do a true steak tartare in California, just like you can't do, what's the liver? There's a
gross.
There's a pate that you can't do either. I forget what animal it is. You're looking it up. I appreciate that.
Yeah, steak tartare, chopped filet mignon, raw, capers, mustard, parsley, parmesan, truffle oil, and on a crostini.
Yeah.
So how do they get around it?
They cook the steak a little bit.
So then it's not true.
Correct. Let's see here.
Did you look up?
I guess steak at steakhouse restaurants, it says they can do it, but I don't know if it's true. I just remember hearing a thing that you could never get true steak tartare in California because of California law on that one. Just because there's a pate.
Liver pate?
Yeah.
Or duck pate?
Yeah. I think it is duck pate that you can't have in California.
The other one, I'm going to butcher it, foie gras.
Yes. Yep.
That.
Yeah, you can't have that in California.
Because that's the fatty liver of a goose?
Yes.
Is that right?
Yep.
So I just sent you the restaurant that I was referring to. It's called Mia.
Okay.
Is that the full name?
Where is it at?
Next to Paul Martin's.
Oh, I've never.
Did you get the thing the text I just sent you about the restaurant?
Let's see here. Yes.
Okay. So if you find the drop down and you hit dinner menu.
Okay. It's on the dinner menu.
And you see the pictures?
Yeah, it's the menu.
Look at that burger. No, like the picture of the food. Do you see a picture of food?
Oh, I had to scroll up, actually. Oh, they grill it sideways.
That's unbelievable to me.
They cut it in half and then grill it. Interesting.
Just that picture alone makes me want to get the burger.
That patty looks so dry, though.
Yeah.
Zoom in on the patty.
Yeah, it does.
I mean, it looks super cool, but...
So, this is definitely a date night place.
Yeah.
Someone that I work with is going there on Sunday. And the lamb shank looks really good.
Yep.
Their menu in general look really good.
I was going to say, it looks really good.
Do you see the picture of the cioppino?
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, it looks really good, but.
No, you're right. I didn't even notice that.
Yeah. Maybe I need to go get some steak tartare. I've always wanted to try it. I've never had it, but.
You know, another thing.
Because eating a steak blue to me is fine. I don't
care.
Yeah, it doesn't make a difference to me.
You know what I have always wanted to try, speaking of things in the raw form, is a legitimate Caesar salad.
Yes.
Like the actual dressing that they make right in front of you with the anchovies and the egg yolk. And, and then lemon juice, I think, to cook. Yeah.
To cook it down a little bit.
Yeah. I've never had that, and that sounds amazing to me.
Yeah, I agree with you on that.
Yeah, steak tartare, let's do it.
Yeah. You just got to get a really good quality filet mignon. Costco. Yeah.
Costco.
Costco would have
a... Sam's Club has good ones.
Yeah, Costco would have a really
good... Sam's Club has good ones.
Costco probably a little bit better.
Okay, steak tartare.
You get a USDA Prime one too.
That would be epic.
Yeah.
I'm in.
We could have steak tartare as the appetizer.
Yep.
And then we could have the main course as filet mignons. Yep.
Yeah.
Me and you.
Just I'm in.
You yeah. And me.
Date night. Yeah. How cute. Yay.
Okay. Let's see here. Frog legs.
I've never had. No, I've never had them. I want to. You know who sells them? Of all places. Well, I've only seen them at one location, so I don't know if it's all establishments, but Safeway on Wood Creek and Blue Oaks.
Interesting.
Yep.
Very interesting.
I guess it would be a tie for first and second, maybe. My favorite show, Duck Dynasty.
Yep.
They have a frog leg episode.
Yeah.
And actually there's...
I would love to go gigging for frogs.
Oh, I would love it.
Yeah.
There's an episode that the dad, Phil Robertson, does on his method of cooking frog legs. Super simple. But yeah, I'm in. I would do it in a heartbeat.
Nice. Okay. Alligator.
I've had it. I love it.
See, I thought it was too chewy when I had it.
I would assume that is a item that you need to know how to cook correctly. Yeah. I had it
fried from a restaurant. So.
So did I.
Yeah.
I had it in New Orleans. And it was amazing.
Yeah, see, the flavor was fine to me. It just was a little bit more chewier than I was expecting, maybe.
Got it.
I had it when I was in Georgia.
Okay.
That's, so.
I wonder if it's one of those things that if, I don't want to say undercooked, but if you cook it right before you think it's done, it's done kind of thing.
Yeah.
I mean, with frying... something like that, I could see it going south real quick.
Yeah. I feel like you got to cook it a little bit before because it needs to break down. But
yeah.
I don't know. I've never cooked it.
Neither have I, but it was really good. I enjoyed it.
Okay. Black pudding.
What is that?
It's a sausage from like England.
Yeah.
It has blood in it.
I would do that.
The original, I think the more modern ones, they don't do actual blood in it.
I'm in. And I've had blood with meals before. One of my favorite, and there's not a lot of Vietnamese restaurants that do it. You got to go to like the ones in the hood type thing. Coagulated duck blood.
Oh.
So they bring out your bowl of pho with whatever you got, and then you get frozen like blocks of coagulated duck blood.
Huh.
And you throw it in your soup.
So it's funny because I was going over this list with my wife this morning on just weird things, and I'm like, oh yeah, I have black pudding. She goes, that's not weird. I'm like, yeah, it is. And she's like, no, it's not.
It's not pudding?
No, it's sausage is what it is. But okay. They call it pudding. It's an English thing.
So, I mean, I would try it.
I've never had it. I'd probably try it. It's probably
good. I would try it just because I've had blood before.
Yeah.
The coagulated duck blood was good. It sounds gross, but
well. I mean, I have some things on this list that already sound gross, so we're good.
Yeah.
Some people might think spam is gross, but...
That's true.
Yeah.
To each their own.
Yep. Rattlesnake.
Never had it, but I have heard that it has a chicken consistency.
Yeah, so I've had it fried.
Okay.
And I thought it was better than... Because I had it... after the alligator, and I thought it was gonna be similar to the alligator, and it wasn't. So okay. But yeah, it's like chicken.
Yeah. I wonder, do you catch a rattlesnake and eat it kind of thing? Or do you have to worry about...
Well, you got to skin it. And,
well, no, yeah, for sure.
Skin it, clean it, that kind of stuff. But yeah, pretty much that's all it is. Mm. Cut it up in little chunks.
Yeah, I'd be in.
Yeah. Next one, similar. Rocky Mountain oysters.
No, I'm good.
Pass. I actually had Rocky Mountain oysters. It was a bit, it was a dare. So have I ever told you this story?
I don't think so.
Oh, story time with Chris. Kay. I need a button for this.
Yes.
One of my buddies, that you know, he was in my wedding.
Okay.
Went to college with him. Him and I were part of the same fraternity together. We were going to a national conference in Denver. We went to school in Reno. We had to fly out. So we flew out early. I think our flight was at like 6 o'clock in the morning from Reno. It wasn't direct to Denver. It was Reno to Vegas and then Vegas to Denver.
Yeah.
Well, we're like, we're going, we're going to get shit faced and let's have a good time.
Yeah.
So 6 o'clock in the morning, we're ready for a drink. And the bar in Reno was closed when we got there. We're like, what the fuck? Like, yeah. What the hell is going on here? So we land in Vegas. We run to the bar. We got some kind of breakfast food. We had 3 beers, 3 shots of Jaeger, and then we got a Long Island iced tea as a road soda.
This is for sure being 22 years old.
Oh, yeah. And this was all in less than an hour, by the way. We're drinking the Long Island iced teas walking to the gate, and the people at the gate stop us. They're like, you can't bring those on. So he just casually steps to the side and just sipping on it. I step to the side, I stir mine, throw the straw out and chug the whole thing.
Oh my God.
We're on the airplane, and for some reason I was sitting at the window, which I never do.
Yeah.
Like never.
Big men need room.
Yeah, correct. We are in takeoff still, and I have to go to the bathroom.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
You have to throw up?
No. Oh. I need to go pee.
Okay. Because
we just chugged all that.
Yeah.
So we're in takeoff, and I get up to walk, and I'm walking uphill, and the flight attendant goes over.
That was very good, by the way.
You like that? The fasten seatbelt sign is for your safety. Please return to your seat. And I go, I have to go pee.
Oh, my God. Big drunk man in the aisle.
Oh, yeah. I was hammered. The great thing is, on our flight from Reno to Vegas, my buddy's dad was on the same flight with us, and he gave us drink passes.
Yeah.
So we had free drinks. So.
Oh, my goodness.
We kept on drinking. So we land in Denver, and I'm like, oh, here's our hotel information. We get a ride. We're at the wrong hotel. We got a ride to the wrong hotel. So they were super nice and gave us a ride to the next one.
Yeah.
And right next door, there was a restaurant. And we walk in. We're already hammered at this point. We're going to continue going. And my buddy goes, they have Rocky Mountain oysters. I bet you $20 you won't eat them. Fuck yeah, let's do this thing.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
What's the consistency?
Chicken. They're flat. So when you eat it, the way I had it, it was fried. So it literally looked like a chicken nugget.
Yeah.
So I picked it up, dipped it in some ketchup, and made it. Easiest $20 I've ever won.
Oh, my goodness.
I had to tell the full story.
Yeah, thank you. I don't, yeah, I think I'm going to still pass.
They weren't bad. I'd do it again.
I think I'm good.
Okay, so I'm going to skip 3 and go back to them. Chicken feet.
Nope.
Okay. Either have I.
So same thing with pig's feet. So yeah.
Pickled pig's feet?
Oh, no. God, so our our babysitter that we had for the kids, she absolutely loved pig's feet.
I think it's a cultural thing. I think it was the same thing that you said with the cow tongue.
Yeah. And so I... every time I got pig from Crazy Chicken Lady, I would say, hey, throw in some of the feet for my babysitter.
Yeah.
So I'd get whatever, half a dozen or whatever it is. And I'd bring them to her, and she would just, oh, be so grateful.
Yeah.
And she actually preferred for them to be just how they were. Don't strip them down. Don't take the hair off. She liked to do all that. It was a process thing. And
Nope. I agree. I'm good. No. Okay. So the next three, the last three, are all compliments of Beely.
Oh, no.
So part of what we've discussed with the podcast is we're going to start asking him some questions prior. So I asked him this question on his input on this one. And some of his aren't very weird, but there's one on here that I'm waiting for your reaction.
Oh, man.
First one, sea urchin.
No, I'm good.
Really? Yeah. See, I've always wanted to try sea urchin. I heard it's amazing.
So
it's like velvety, just like.
Yeah, no, thanks. Oh my God. Also, what are the things at, where did you and I camp together? Is it Bodega Bay at Lawson's Landing?
Yeah, I think it's Bodega. I think so. Close enough. I think Bodega Bay is where we got gas.
Oh yeah, that's true. Oh man, they had a good pretzel dog. Remember that?
Yeah.
That was good. What are the things that people, I'm going to butcher it because I don't know what the process is. I don't know, but they take those long tube cylinders and they put them down into the sand and then they pull them up, or there's little holes in the sand. Oh,
to get the sand creatures, whatever.
Yeah. What the hell are those?
I have no idea.
So that's not a sea urchin?
No. Sea urchins come in like a spiky ball. And then you open them up. They look like they're yellow. They don't look very. It's just like a yellow. It looks like a mushy yellow blob, pretty much.
How would you eat that?
You just eat it plain, no. Or you can eat it with rice, or
no, I'm good.
It's like with sushi, that kind of stuff.
No,
yeah,
no.
Okay, no sea urchin. I would try it though. Ugh. And by the way, he has had all three of these.
Okay. I love seafood, and I'm willing. Yeah, but no, I'm good.
You love seafood. How about live octopus?
No.
I've never had it either. I've had what?
Live octopus? Yes,
yeah, that's
gross.
Yeah. Oh, hold on. Before you message him,
okay.
There's one more that you're going to get on him for.
Okay.
So, you ready for this one?
Yeah.
Dog.
No. He's had dog?
Yeah, yep. I think, I want to clarify, did he say he's had it? I think he has said he had it. He's not going to answer.
He better.
Yeah, he has had dog and live octopus.
Oh my gosh.
Live octopus would be interesting.
It makes my mouth water thinking about it.
When I was going through the list, I saw dog and cat on there.
Your call has been forwarded.
Oh my goodness, Beely.
And I saw when he wrote that, I'm like, I can see it. Like, if you've traveled anywhere in Asia, which she has, right? It doesn't surprise me.
Well, and it goes back to the culture thing. You know, all the stuff that we eat here in America, I'm sure there's other countries that are like,
what the
heck? Why would you eat a cow?
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Oh, India, right there.
Yeah.
India doesn't eat cows.
That's true.
They're sacred, right?
Yeah.
I mean, in Sweden, they eat horse. Horse meat's big, very popular.
See, that's another thing that we are like, no, that's not right. You can't eat that.
Well, and then even if you look at like chickens, right? We eat chicken, but how do you buy your chicken?
Prepped.
It's already prepped, right?
Yeah.
If you're going to go buy a chicken in a market in China, it's live.
Yeah.
You buy it live. They literally cut it right, kill it right there.
Yeah. I actually talked, to Crazy Chicken Lady a few weeks back about her 100 of plus chickens not doing what they need to do.
The freeloaders?
Yeah, the freeloaders. Yeah. And I said we could build a upside-down triangle contraption and handle them. And she's like, whatever. If they're not going to be giving me my eggs, they can go.
Do you know what I want to do? 6'5 Creedmoor.
Yeah, we wouldn't have chicken at that point.
I know. I just want to blow one up.
It would be ground chicken.
I just want to see the feathers fly.
Yeah. I mean, I'm in. If she's serious about it, I've built a, I don't even know.
A cone.
What, yeah. We'll say that to be not morbid. I've built a cone before.
Yeah.
My buddy that got me into duck hunting, he...
Is that the best way to do for ducks, too? Well, I guess they're already dead. Never mind.
No.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, they're already dead.
Yeah.
You've already shot them.
Yeah.
Yeah, so we built, I think we took, like, a piece of plywood and built, like, a little wall. And then... he fabricated some sheet metal to be, I don't know, 2 inches apart and put the chicken down and let the blood drain. And
well, it also passes them out, right?
It does.
Yeah,
it does. It would be
it's the most humane.
It would be the halal way of doing chicken.
Yeah. So there is a list of 22 items that we went over. You have had 5. Of the 22 items.
Really?
Uh-huh. And I have had 9 of the 22 items.
Wow.
There's a lot that... there's actually some on here that surprised me that you haven't had. Some that don't surprise me in any way, but...
So, one that I want to do maybe the next family dinner is the beef tartare.
Yeah, that beef tartare would be good. You just got to, the thing with beef tartare, you got to get real good quality ingredients.
And, you know, to be honest with you, I'd even want to take it as far as talking to the butcher and saying, hey, you know, would this be a safe thing to do?
Yeah.
You know, just because the packaging says prime or whatever their top, is it prime?
Yeah.
It is. Even though the packaging says, you know, that it's the best cut that they have kind of thing, is that enough?
Yeah.
Because I don't know. I don't know what the caliber of beef that you'd have to get to be able to do that.
Yeah.
I for sure would want to try it regardless. I would just want to be confident giving it to, like, the wife and whatnot. Yeah. Or I know my... at least one of my kids would definitely dive in.
I think only one of your kids
would dive in. Only one of them, yeah. Well, one would doing it not knowing. One would do it regardless, and then my older would be like, yeah, you guys are gross. Where's the spaghetti at?
Yeah.
Well, the beef tartare is in the spaghetti as well.
Yeah.
Yeah, I would, I don't know. I would just want to talk to whoever.
Yeah.
I mean, those guys would know. That's their job thing to be able to look at quality and content of where it's coming from.
100% they would know.
But yeah, I want to do the beef tartare.
Yeah, that'd be fun. That'd be really good.
Because we could do a steak night and just take one of them and chop it up.
And then I could sous vide the other ones.
I feel like we'd have to have a really sharp knife to make sure that the cubes are very small and not all... like ripped apart and stuff.
Yeah, you basically want them
because I'd to want be a like presentation
teeny,
as well.
Teeny tiny chunks.
Yeah,
I think get some like fresh eggs too from Crazy Chicken Lady.
Well, if they're producing,
yeah,
stinking birds,
freeloaders.
That's it.
As she pointed out. So,
gosh, I can't wait for our weekend up there.
Yeah,
it's gonna be fun, good, especially if we have fresh chicken.
Correct. Well, I don't have anything else.
I don't have any more surprises.
Yeah.
So I think that's going to be a wrap.
Well, thank you for your surprise. It was delicious.
Yeah. The kids loved them. I'm hooked on it.
Yeah. And that's coming from a guy that doesn't like sweets.
I know. So I had one last night and it was very good. I just like how, I don't know if gooey is the right word, but there's like a gooiness to the inside.
There is.
It's definitely cake batter-esque.
Oh, yeah. I completely agree.
Which, last night when I had it, I go, oh, my God, Chris is going to love this.
Yeah. It was delicious.
Well, thank you, everyone, for listening to the Ultimate Buffet Podcast.
Remember to like, follow, and subscribe on all our social media. And a very special thank you to Patreon. Without you guys, we couldn't do this.
Nope.
We appreciate you.
Outro.